The bracha of Ata Kadosh.
So we're up to the third bracha here. Now, the inyan of Kedusha, of Ata Kadosh, is the inyan of Kedusha means holiness. So we have to understand, what is it that we're talking about in this particular bracha of Shmoneh Esrei? We're saying, in the previous bracha, we just ended off saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, has tremendous gevura, strength, which we defined to mean he goes against what would be natural, can overcome, go against what the natural outcome of some things could be. The greatest expression of that is Tchias HaMeisim, revival of the dead, the Chulu. And that was the biggest chesed as well. And we said that we also describe in that bracha that we go through a daily process of Tchias HaMeisim. Very often we have daily nisim. Somech Noflim, Rofei Cholim, this is on a daily basis. Actually, I was thinking about that this week as I was saying it. It's very, it's a very powerful thing to think about. And now we go into Ata Kadosh, you are holy. So, really understand this. We have to understand a little bit, what is Kedusha? What is the Midah of holiness? What does it mean? Holiness, you can't touch it, you can't feel it. I mean, it's holy, it has a certain electric current running through it. What does Kedusha mean? And whatever it means, it's something which can apply to people, because Avanche Kodesh Tiyunli, that we're referred to as holy. So it's a certain character that could be referred to, we could be referred to as holy, and Hashem is referred to as holy. So what exactly is the parallel there? How can you use the same description of holiness for us and Hashem? What does it mean exactly? So the basic definition of Kedusha, of holiness, means to be separate. Means to be divided, separate from your surroundings. So, but in one sense, it doesn't just mean to be separate, because two things could be separate. You know, I could separate these two tables, one from the other, and they're not touching, so they're separate from one another. But that's not Kedusha. It's separate in order, it's separated above. That's the point. The point is it's separated in the way that it's above what's beneath it. Okay? So it's raised above. So it's separate, not just, laterally, it's separate. It's kind of, it's taken to a special place. And that's why it's separate from everything else. So it's separated above.
Like a ladder?
It's a different level. That's the point. So now, the challenge of this world, when it says in the Pasuk, Rashi says in last week's parasha, two parashas ago, it says, Kedoshim tiyu le'lokeichem, you should be kadosh to your God. Kedoshim tiyu, the mitzvah to be holy. What does that mean to be holy? So Rashi is very simple. Separate yourself from the taivus, from the things which the physical desires of this world. Separate yourself from all the physical desires of this world. Arayas, Rashi says it means, but the Ramban says it means in general. The physicality of this world, separate yourself from that. So let's think about, what does that mean? A person's made up of two parts. A person's made up of a guf, the body, and the neshama is the soul. Okay? Animals have no neshama. So animals follow their guf completely. Right? Animals aren't going to be polite. Animals aren't going to decide, two dogs are running after a piece of meat. One is not going to say to the other, oh, you know what? You could have it. You look hungry. No. And the dog is going to go after its instinct to get what it wants. That's a dog. That's animals. Animals only have a guf. Angels only have a neshama. They only have a spirituality angle to it. So they don't care about physicality at all. And they just do whatever it is that's spiritual. Man is the combination of that. Now, which one is stronger in the man? Is it the neshama? Is it the spiritual? Or is it the physical? So it depends how the person lives their life. The person lives their life running after the physical. So that means they never raise themselves above that, because they stayed like an animal, basically. So you do what you want, whenever you want it, And that's it. You know, you don't really take into account, is it right, is it wrong? There's no sense of control. So you really, it's just a sense of instinct. You're just doing what you instinctively want to do. Like I always say over from Rabbi Matisyahu Salomon, I said it before, that what makes a person is bechira, is the power to choose. Right? We have free will. So most people define free will. What's free will? Free will is the ability to do what you want. I can do what I want. So Rabbi Matisyahu always said over, that's not bechira, that's not free will. Because animals also do what they want. Free will is not to do what you want. Don't let yourself follow just what you want to do at that moment, or do what you don't want. That's free will. I have the power to do what I don't really want to do, but I'm going to do it anyway because it's the right thing. If the person's not doing what the right thing is, then they're just following their instincts and they're no better than an animal. What makes us special is that we can uplift our neshama over our guf, right? And the spirituality part of ourselves. We can control ourselves. We can decide this is not the right thing to do right now. This is not what I should be doing. Even though I theoretically want to do it, I'm not going to do it because I know it's not the right thing to do. And that's the kedush. So the kedush of a person is when they're separate from the rest of the world. The rest of the world is just running around. They are kadosh because they're uplifted. They're more connected to the spiritual part of themselves as opposed to the physical part of themselves. Right? That's the kedusha. Okay? That's what kedusha is ultimately. And the more a person is separate from this world in all these areas, the more that a person can attain a certain level of kedusha. Okay, so I'm getting a lot of looks, but I think, I think a very important principle, the more person, the job of the person in this world is to ultimately uplift themselves all the way, and not be dragged down by their guf, and that's kedusha. Okay, that's very nice, but first of all, the Alshich says a gavaldika point. It's very hard to do that. It's very hard to do it with physical people. Where do you draw the strength to do that? Says the Alshach, amazing pshat. That's the pasuk. Says Kedoshim Tiyu Leila Keichem in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. You should be kadosh to Hashem. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. Because I am kadosh, and I am kadosh. I am Hashem, your God, and I am Kadosh, says the Al-Sheikh. Therefore, you can draw on my Kedusha to make yourself Kadosh. You can't do it yourself. It's true. To get uplifted from all that is very difficult. You can't do it yourself. But you can draw on the Kedusha that I instill in each and every one of you. Each and every Yid has a Chelik of Hashem in them. Has a Neshama that's a Chelik of Hashem. And the Chelik of Hashem is uplifted, is Kadosh. So you can draw on that and use that to uplift yourself. That's how the Alshach teaches the pasuk. Amazing pshat. The Siddur, the Oitzer Mefarshe Siddur brings it down. That's V'amartam Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Elokeich. Okay, so that's what the pasuk means. Now, this is when a person sees somebody like Rav Aaron Leib Steinman. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman was the Gadol Hador, lived in Bnei Brak. He just was Nifter, right? And two years ago. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, his avoidant, one of his main things, his avoidant, was this Indian of Kedusha. Now, some people read stories about him, don't understand why is it important to do what he did in certain areas. It sounds like he's caused himself suffering. But it's not an issue of suffering, it's an issue of perfecting yourself to the point that your guf doesn't drag you down. So the more that the guf, your bodily desires, don't drag you down, the more elevated you are by definition, because you're more in touch with your neshama. So the more that none of this stuff matters, okay? Now obviously his level was totally different, because the things that he would say and the things that he, you know, like guy came with from a yeshiva, and they asked, it was Shemitah, so Shemitah, you can't have the vegetables in Eretz Yisrael. So they asked Rav Leib, he said, we can't get a hold of tomatoes. So we can't get a hold of tomatoes for the bachurim in the yeshiva, so can we rely on a certain leniency and halacha to get tomatoes from a different source? So Rav Aaron Leib is like looking down and trying to figure it out. And the guy said he was in the room. He said Rav Aaron Leib was like looking down at his tzitzis like this. Like he didn't want to look at them in the face. But he says, in Hebrew, He said to me, "Lo achalti agvaniya 50 shana. I haven't eaten a tomato in 50 years. L'chayra senisht pekuach nefesh. You can live without a tomato for 2 weeks until you get a hold of the new ones." So, you know, it's an extra thing. I don't need to eat tomatoes. You know, it tastes good. So the more a person is uplifted, the more that they're totally in touch with their neshama. That's Kedusha. Okay? Now, I remember there was a couple stories of Rav Nathan Tzvi Finkel. Nathan Tzvi Finkel also, I don't know if you ever, whoever got to say, I used to learn with him b'chavrusa on Friday nights when I was in yeshiva in the mirror. Nathan Tzvi Finkel was nifter a couple years ago. He had very, very severe Parkinson's. So he would shake all over the place, but he didn't want to take the medication completely because it would affect his understanding, his learning. So he was very weak always. So we learned with him like Friday night late because it was in the summer and it was after the meal. So after the meal, we'd show up. It was like 10:30, you know, Friday night. He was very tired, and he would, in order to stay awake while we were learning, he would eat pistachio nuts. Now, for him to open one pistachio nut took him about 6 or 7 minutes. Because, imagine, you have to open the nut. So he didn't eat any of the nuts, but he was just playing with it the whole time so that he would stay awake. But like, he, you know, so he basically didn't have anything from his goof. It was like, he, but you see, when he gave advice to people, he didn't speak to them on this world. He was like lamala min azman. He was lamala min ateva. He was like totally above nature. Above nature, he would tell people things about, you know, yeah, don't worry that, you know, a friend of mine told me that he had a ticket and there was a strike and he wasn't going to get to Eretz Yisrael and he didn't know what to do. Should he leave early? Should he leave late? What? So he said, "When's your ticket?" "Well, there's a strike." "Not for you. It's fine. Go." And you know, obviously, his plane took off. He was like not. He was not meshubed to teva. So what's the pshat? So pshat is with the following. I want to take a step back. Everything we're talking about is the concept of kedusha for us. But what's the kedusha for Hashem? If Hashem is the ultimate holiness, so now we're saying holiness doesn't mean this electric current running through it. Holiness means you're uplifted. So what does Hashem, where does Kedusha come into Hashem then at that point? What's he separate from, right? Well, so that's the Al-Sheikh saying, that he empowers us to be connected to something above this world. Right. Now, that is where the source, what you're connecting to, what are you connecting to when you're holy? You're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's one pshat. But the Malbim here says, Davar Noira, says an unbelievable pshat. He says, you know, Hashem's Kedusha is manifest when Hashem also lifts himself above Teva. When Hashem lifts himself above nature, that's also his Kedusha. And his Kedusha is manifest when HaKadosh Baruch Hu can lift himself above the regular rules of nature and deal with us in a way that's above nature, above the regular rules of nature. And he says, when a person lives their life with Kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond in dealing with him through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha, and he won't have to live, he won't be, he just like he was uplifted, the man uplifted himself from the natural order, Hashem is going to lift himself above the natural order and deal with the person with a special Hashgacha Pratis. And it's going to be, he's going to deal with him with Nisan. To the degree that a person lifts themselves up, that's the degree to which Hashem will also lift himself up, so to speak, over the natural order and deal with him in Hashgacha Pratis with Nisan. That's the Malbim's pshat in the pasuk. It's unbelievable pshat. So he says, do Kedusha, you know why? Ki Kodesh ani Hashem Elokeichem. Elokeichem means I am your Hashgacha Pratis. I am Hashem, I'm watching over you. And the way you act, I'm gonna act the same way. But the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in a way that is not defined at all through any natural order. That's the way the Malbim defines it. But you're right. I just wanted to say a pshat because it's a great pshat. And that's why these Gedolim, they would tell people promises. They would say things to people that like, how do you say that? How do you know? How do you say that? Because they are not Meshubar. They are not dictated by the laws of nature, because they don't live themselves with the laws of nature. So that's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats them as well. Okay? Now, when we get in, that's the definition of Kedusha in general. Now we come to this bracha, Ata Kadosh, Hishimcha Kadosh. You are holy, and your name is holy. So Ata Kadosh, what's the connection between this and the previous two blessings that Hashem has? So the previous two brachas, we were talking about how Hashem behaves in this world, but we were never describing Hashem himself. We're talking about what you do. You revealed yourself to the Avos. You promised us certain things. You protect us. You give us Tchias HaMeisim. Now we're describing Hashem. Hashem, ultimately, all that, you know what that is? We can't really describe it at the end of the day. It's raised above the natural world, and we don't really have words to describe it, because we can only describe things that we really understand. You know, so we can't, a blind man can't describe the color blue, but he doesn't know what blue is, right? So what there's no words you can describe it. So if we never saw Kedusha, we never experienced HaKadosh Baruch Hu that to that level. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kedusha. He's raised above anything that we can define and we can experience, but we know that it's uplifted, and we know that we draw on that for our Kedusha. So Ata Kadosh. Now, we know that. So basically what we're saying is we don't have the words to describe it. What does it mean, Shimcha Kadosh? Your name is holy. What does that mean? So when we, this is a very important yesod in general, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says this yesod often in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. The yesod is as follows. The yesod is, you know, we refer to Hashem as Rachum. Hashem, you have mercy. You're merciful. Now, really, what that we can't describe Hashem as merciful. You know why? Because that would seem to indicate that because he's merciful, he does certain things. He has a trait. Right? When a person is you're generous. So what does that mean? It means the reason why you gave me the money is out of your, because of your generosity, not because you felt at the moment I should get it. You're generous. All the midos of Hashem. Hashem is not generous or merciful or any of those things. Hashem does at every moment exactly what needs to be done. It's not, it's din, it's exactly what has to be done. So it's not that Hashem has any of these traits. But when we refer to Hashem with a specific character trait, it means that Hashem is choosing to reveal himself in the world, to behave towards us, to do something to us that would seem to indicate a midah of rachmanus, would indicate a character of mercy. So someone with mercy would act like that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment is acting in the way that a merciful person would act. But it's not out of mercy, right? There's no hechrich, that's his lashon. There's no hechrich to it, the Rambam says also. So we never describe Hashem himself. We just describe the way Hashem reveals himself in this world. We can't describe Hashem as this or as that, but we can describe the way you're revealing yourself in the world. You did this whole story, you saved people, you did this. That was all the you revealed your mercy in a merciful manner. So when we say Shimcha Kadosh, Shimcha means the way you reveal yourself in this world. So not only are you Kadosh, really even in the way you reveal yourself in this world, there's a Kedusha that we can't really fully describe. So first of all, Ata Kadosh, you are Kadosh, and we can't describe you. But not only that, we can't even describe your shame. We can't even describe you in the way you reveal yourself in this world. It's a little deep stuff here this week, but this is the bracha of Kedusha. This is like, you know, we're talking about the holiness of Hashem. I mean, this is not going to be, you know, a simple concept. But this is the we're trying to bring it down a little bit. But this is the definition, Ata Kadosh, and your name, the way you reveal yourself in this world, is Kadosh, as we can't really describe it.
It's funny how we say the same thing, we say Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad.
Yeah, exactly, very good. Hashem Echad, he's one, but Ushmo Echad, even the way he will reveal himself in the next world, not today, but in Asad Lavo, even the way he will reveal himself will be Echad.
Right.
But not today, because that's Bayomahuyi Hashem Echad, and his shame will Echad. But today he's Echad, but his shame is not Echad. Because today he's Echad, but we don't see him as one, because there's all these other people taking credit for everything. Right? And people, not everyone sees Hashem. So in this world, he's Hashem Echad, but his shame is not Echad. It's only Ki Yara Keis Ka. We only have half of his name, the Yud and the Hey, but the Vav Hey is not around. But by Yom Ahu, and when Shia comes, Hashem Echad and Shmoy Echad. That's the Pshat. Right?
Huh?
So today's only right. So it's hidden. That's what
I'm saying. You could at that moment Hashem does din to manifest whatever
in nature,
but and therefore in nature, right?
Right, through teva.
Through teva.
Right. Yeah. But that exactly is the point, because sometimes Hashem in nature is hidden. You don't see him. Now, so
the point you just said applies to the Yud Gimel Midos as well.
Yeah. Everything is a behavior of Hashem, but it's not describing Hashem himself. As I said, it's a very big fundamental principle. Who is Hashem? You are merciful. It's not merciful. It's you act towards us in a way that we perceive mercy, but it's not describing Hashem. Hashem is perfect. So Hashem is merciful. People sometimes do things out of mercy that they shouldn't do. Right? What causes them to do it sometimes is mixed in with das, is mercy. You don't want that. Hashem is exactly, you know. So therefore, that's the level. So we say, Hashem, you revealed yourself to the Avos, and you do Tchias HaMesim, you do all these things. You're Gibor. You're uplifted from us, and your name, even what you do in this world, we don't really have a full handle on it. Okay, and all we know is that it's uplifted to the way that we can draw from that. So the more we connect to it, we can also be uplifted. Atachadosh Hashem Kodesh. Ukdoshim, and holy ones, Yahalelucha Sela. So holy ones, that's what the pasuk says, holy ones will praise you, Sela, forever. Who's praising him forever? What was that mean? So there's a big machlokes in the Mefarshim. The Abu Jaham brings two pshatim in this. Some learn Ukdoshim means the malachim. Only that the angels are holy, because the angels are also uplifted from this world. They praise you forever, because they have a better understanding of you than we. So basically what we're saying is, Hashem, ultimately, all this is great, but we have no clue how to really praise you, and only the malachim of Kiddusha, they can praise you, according to that interpretation. That's one pshat. But the other pshat is, Ukdoshim means holy people, not angels. It means Ukdoshim means the holy ones amongst Klal Yisrael. It's us. When we act with Kedusha, all of a sudden now we feel connected. When we act with holiness, when we are Kadosh, then we can also praise you. Because now we feel connected to that Kedusha. We drew on that Kedusha. We got connected to something above us. So every time a person makes a certain decision, you know, that thing looks tempting, and no, I'm not going to. That's an act of Kedusha, because at that point, why are they restraining themselves? Why? Well, no one else in the world would restrain themselves at that point. Just eat it. No one's looking. I mean, what's holding you back? The only source is because you're connecting to something above you. So you at that moment added Kedusha to yourself. You raised yourself above what your natural tendency would be. So that was an act of Kedusha. If that's an act of Kedusha, so now you're connecting with Hashem. And at that moment, the more and more a person acts like that, then he's able, Yahalelucha Sela, to properly praise Hashem. And that's what that means. Sela, by the way, it means forever, but some say, there's different interpretations. Some say, you know, it means forever because it's like the Lashon Mesila, like a path. Sometimes, you know, you have a path, and the only reason the path is, you could tell where the path is because people are constantly walking on it. So people go back and forth, that's Lashon Sela. It's like, it's constant. It's a constant form of praise. So the more a person connects to that, the more a person will feel that they are, you know, connected, and they're going to constantly live that way. It's not going to be a one-time thing. Once a person is connected, they're connected. You know, it's like Wi-Fi. You know, once you're in, so now you're constantly connected. You're there. You're in. So once you're in, so you can constantly be connected and constantly feel that you can praise Hashem that way. So that's what that means. Okay. Okay. Now. Okay. When we finish the bracha, we say, then we end off saying Baruch Atah Hashem HaKel HaKadosh. What's Lashon Kel? We could really just Lashon HaKel HaKadosh. That we already said is the name of Hashem, which is a certain it's a gedula in Rachmanus. It's a gedula in mercy, right? It's a gedula in mercy. So we're saying it's a
it's
power.
No, Belokim. My thought is din, and Yud Kevav Kei is Rachmanus.
Yeah, where's Kel?
No, doesn't Kel come from Elokim?
Right,
which would be din. Right?
Yeah, no, it's power. Right, it's power, but it's power. Gadol is Midas Tovah.
It's not a short version of Elohim, Kel.
Well, here.
Kel is Kel's not a
power.
Short.
It's a power, we said, right? Here, I'll tell you again what you said. Kel was. Takif. It was a power. But it's a power in Chesed, in Rachman. So what we're saying is that ultimately, is that the most we can relate to it is through Kadosh Baruch Hu's Midas Rachman. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose through the Midas Rachman, through the Midas of Chesed, to reveal Himself in this world, and that's the kedush that we can relate to the most. So we say Baruch Atah Hashem HaKel HaKadosh. In the time of the Din, Aser Simei Tshuva, we speak to HaMelech HaKadosh. Because that's the way he's revealing himself. At that point, it's through Malchus, it's through Din. So at that point, during the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we change it to HaMelech HaKadosh, because at that point, the way he's revealing himself in this world is through the Midah of Din, is Malchus. Now, but the rest of you were referring to the Rachmanus of it, and that's the way he reveals himself. So I think, if anything, you know, it's hard to relate to this bracha a little bit. It's a difficult bracha. But I think that if we in this formula, I think it's a shevach that we could relate to, because the shevach, the praise that we're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that He's providing the kedusha for the world. Everything in the world, that's anywhere in the world where there's a spark of elevation, where there's someone or something which is not just, you know, doing what they want to at that particular moment, and just living a lowly life. The spark to be able to uplift oneself over any specific challenge is that spark of kedusha that we have within ourselves, and that's the kedusha that we have and that we draw from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's really the way for us, that we are Kadosh because of this. That's what we could draw on, and that's maybe something to latch onto in this particular bracha, is that Indian of kedusha, where we can uplift ourselves from in those challenges. In the Rambam, it's clear. The Rambam has a sefer on the halachos of forbidden marriages and forbidden food and hilchos shechita, preparing foods and forbidden marriages, and he puts those two things. The title of those sefer, I would have thought would be, if those two things are one were together in one book, so it would be like, you know, do's and don'ts, whatever. So the Rambam titles that sefer of the 14 books of Yad Chazaka, he titles it, that's the book of Kedusha. So you have the book of Kedusha, so you would think, what's going to be in there? Things about the Beis HaMikdash, things about, things about learning. What's inside the book of Kedusha? The laws of forbidden marriages and the laws of machal sasurais, where you're not allowed to eat. Because that is Kedusha. Kedusha is uplifting yourself from those things that drag you down. And every time a person follows that and uplifts themselves, they're experiencing Kedusha at that particular moment. That's really what holiness is. So holiness doesn't have to be this heebie-jeebie thing that we're like, you know, whatever. Holiness is uplifting oneself, and that's the Messiah. And that's, the more a person does that, like we said, there's zoicha, according to this Malbim, unbelievable pshat, zoicha to this special hashgacha pratis, and then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will also lift them out of their hanhaga of teva also. Okay.